In Chicago today, a lot of thought is being given to that perilous interface between bird and building. It's been promoted as the first ever conference on bird-friendly buildings. Organizers say 1 billion birds are killed in this country each year after they collide with windows. The birds may see sky and trees reflected in the glass and think, "I'll head over there." Or they may be fooled by bright lights on skyscrapers at nighttime. One of those who's been thinking about ways to make buildings safer for birds is Ellen Grimes. She teaches architecture at the University of Illinois at Chicago and is one of the speakers at the conference. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
What would you say is the worst possible building design from a bird's perspective?
Well, first of all, it would be close to a place where they need to rest, where there's large expanses of glass close to trees.
And if those are the problems, what about solutions to fix them? If you have a glass building, what can you do?
The first thing you can do is turn out the lights late at night and early in the morning. The second thing you can do is to find ways to minimize the confusion that birds might experience when trees are close to the glass. When you're designing landscaping, you can make sure that trees are at least 5 to 6 feet away from the glass so the birds don't bang into the glass as they're attempting to land in the trees. The last thing you can do is the most difficult, and that is to diminish the level of reflectivity of the glass.
Now, if you are a building owner thinking about all the glass you may have in that building and how you might change it to glass that isn't reflective, that would seem like a really expensive proposition.
It is, but there are two occasions or the two reasons why you might have to do it anyway. And if you're conscious of the issue of bird collisions, you can sort of wrap that into the costs of either replacing the glass at some time or another. These great big glass facades need some kind of maintenance and the glass needs to be replaced. And typically that's done all at once. The other thing that you may be considering is diminishing the energy costs for your building. Big office buildings are air-conditioned virtually 12 months of the year because so much heat is produced by people and machines and those types of structures. So if you do something that minimizes the reflectivity of the glass, you often are also minimizing the amount of heat that travels through that glass, which means in turn you can lower your air conditioning costs.
This number of a billion birds killed every year through collisions, how accurate is that number, do you think? How would you ever calculate something like that?
It's kind of amazing. Groups like the Field Museum here in Chicago and the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors actually collect very careful data that they can use to extrapolate those numbers. I know it sounds large and extreme, but the reality is bird populations have declined significantly, and it's not just due to loss of habitat. It's due to these situations that take out the healthiest birds in the population.
Ellen Grimes, thanks a lot.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Ellen Grimes is an architectural consultant for the Chicago Bird Collision Monitor and Rescue Project. She spoke today at the conference Birds and Buildings, Creating a Safer Environment.